Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
beauty of his face. The tears of joy I'll lift my voice in everlasting praise. Hallelujah, love, Christ is risen from the grave.
Amen. Amen. Christ is risen from the grave. Hello, guys. This is Donald and Tanya. We'll be the hosts for tonight. It's just a pleasure to be with you guys. It's been such a long time since we did a show.
It's been a year.
I think May of last year was our last show. But before we begin, let me just give out the numbers. To call in to speak with us, you can call into 319-527-6027. And if you wish to, you know, have any prayers, you can press 1. Or if you just wish to talk and give something that God has put on your heart and you would like to share with everyone, we're more than happy to receive the call and you know, break bread together. So once again, man, it's just I'm excited to be here tonight. And like I said, it's been a very long time since we've been here with you guys. We always listen to all the different shows that come on. But since last year, with everything that's going on with the it's been a lot. It's been with the
pandemic.
We had a newborn, a child, a son that was born July 8th during the pandemic, and you know, just dealing with that and dealing with the different things that's going on. And you know, before you know it, it's just time so many times has passed since we're able to you know host this show and be with you guys. But you know, today God made it possible for us to be here, and you know, I'm just glad to be here, me and Tanya, to just be here with you, pray with you guys, to be a support, encouragement, and really just to hear from you guys as well, because whenever I do this show is such a blessing for me. You know, I get so blessed. Whenever I do the show, whenever I host, you know, I get so blessed from you guys, from God. And so we do you know, ask God to be here in the midst of us as we do this show, as we all are come in tonight. Of course, we ask the Holy Spirit, we ask God to be in the midst and to show out. To, you know, we ask God and the Holy Spirit to be available to do whatever he pleases to do tonight. If it's healing, if it's prophecy, if it's a word of encouragement, whatever the Holy Spirit would like to do tonight, we are available. We are a willing vessel. So like I said, it's just been a long time. And I don't know if you want to raise the microphone or say something.
No, it's been a while, and it's just a pleasure to be with you all tonight. Like Donald was saying earlier, I believe it's been almost a year now, you know, through the pandemic and then having a newborn, and it's been a lot. But I miss you guys, and, you know, we're just so happy to be here. Like he said, every time we do a show, we feel blessed. We feel blessed. We're like, man, we can't wait to do this again. And then we just hope that we don't have to wait another year to do this again. And this is one of our prayers, to do this more often, to minister and to get blessed as well while doing this, you know, and to bring God's glory. So we're just happy to be here. And Donald will introduce our topic that we're going to be talking about. And then I'm going to get into the topic a little bit later. Like I said, we're just blessed to be here. Again, you just press 1 if you would like prayer for us to minister to you. And if you just want to listen in, that's good too.
Yeah, once again, the number is 317-6027, 319-527-6027. If you want to just listen in, you can do that. If you want a prayer, like Tanya said, you can press 1. If you just want to add something to the show, if you want to say something that God has put on your heart, or if it's a word that God has given you, this is not our show. So this is everybody that's here tonight. We all participating. You guys are all welcome to participate. So if we all a family, we're all a unit. So if God is giving you something, please do share. So we all can be blessed. Well, as we all know, tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. Mm. It's Easter, so it'll be a lot of celebration going on. And, you know, it's just I feel so grateful, so humble for what Christ has done for us all, mm. you know. And it's just a blessing, like, 'cause, you know, yes, he went through the death, but the victory came a few days after through the resurrection. And Amen. And that's the victory that we stand on. This is the core principle of our faith, our belief, the fact that he rose again, you know, from the dead. So this is where we put our hope in. This is where we look to, that that he was the first fruit. He was the first one to resurrect. And some of us that will pass, some of us that already have passed, it gives us hope that they too will resurrect when the time comes. And 1 Peter 1:3, he says, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want to talk about something that I heard somebody speak on the other day, and it just connected so much with my spirit because of, you know, personally what probably me and Tanya has gone through. Through the pandemic and through different situations of, you know, we waiting and praying for God for different things in our lives. And, you know, not just us, but, you know, everybody else as well. And I want to make sure I give the credit of who I heard it from, and it just resonated with me. But it was Torrey Roberts, I think.
Yeah. Sarah Jakes.
My husband,
T.D. Jakes. Oh yeah, Sarah Jakes' husband.
Yeah, he said something to me. He said, not to me, but he said something the other day that I heard, and I never heard it quite like that. But the thing is, we were just talking about the sustainment, because a lot of times we are praying, of course, for, you know, deliverance. We're praying for the promises to come forth that God has spoken into our lives. We're praying for the next level. And what he said was, what we miss sometimes is the miracle is in the sustainment of what we've been through. And I looked at it, and I was just thinking about, you know, just my personal life and just what's been going on these last, for this past year. 'Cause for us, for whatever reason, it just feels like everything's just been tough and rough, and it's just been like an uphill battle to accomplish certain things. We had so many different plans coming into this year, and, you know, those plans have got a little bit derailed. So even with going to church, you know, every Sunday, and, you know, things getting distorted with the new child and us adjusting to that on top of the COVID. But one thing is, just like he said, the miracle is in the sustainment. And when we look back on, you know, the things that we have been through, the things that, the things that we went through, you know, during this year and the whole country, we look at, man, you can see the different things that God did in our lives to sustain us, to help us, to bless us, where in some instances we didn't feel what a lot of different people felt going through the pandemic.
Exactly.
We felt sustained. We felt sustained. We might have wanted more. We might have wanted a little more abundance. But as far as the sustainment and holding us in this period of time, God done it. And we've seen it. We've seen with so many, I could point out so many different things and details that God has done,
Keeping a job, because there's so many people that I know during the pandemic that have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
So just to be able to still have a job, both of us are working, we're still paying our bills. This is part of the sustainment.
And we don't want to take it lightly. Sometimes we take these things lightly, and where, you know, throughout the whole country, there's a lot of different things that's going on. We have a lot of people that I'm close to. I had friends and friends and family members that had close people to them that died because of the COVID. And you guys might know somebody that was close and has died because of the COVID. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, then God has sustained you through this period of time. You're still alive. You're still here. You're still going. You still believe and you still have hope. You know, just for you to be on the line tonight, you still got hope. You're still there with God. You're still trusting God through this period. And, you know, what I've learned on this journey is you have your, it's just like anything else, you have your ups and downs. You have your highs and you have your lows. And the thing is, if you could just hold on through these seasons, hold on through these seasons and trust God through these seasons. And, you know, he got something for you.
Amen.
And, you know, another thing is, you know, God is preserving you for a particular reason. You know, he's not preserving and protecting you just to protect you, just to do this for the rest of your life. He's not just sustaining you. You know, there's more to life than just sustain. That's one level. And then there's another level where it's abundance, it's the promised land, it's the promises that he has given you. But in the meantime, until you get there, he's sustaining you. He's protecting you. He's covering you until you get there. And of course, we all get frustrated. We all get tired because we want to reach the promised land, whatever promised land that God has given you. We all want to reach it. We all have our dreams. We all have things that God has put in our heart and that we are praying for constantly and we are waiting for to happen. And if God said it, then best believe that it will happen. You know, we don't control the timing of these things. We don't know when. But if God said it, then these things will come forth. So, but what I've learned, and, you know, just to appreciate, it's like the middle of the journey. In the middle of the journey, this is where the sustainment comes. This is where you build that relationship with God. This is where, like, I can ask you different questions, your experiences, and you can break down, this is why I believe, this is why I trust God, because he did this for me during this particular period of time. He came through for me in this particular era. And by these things, like, in the middle is where we are formed. In the middle is where, you know, everything is happening before you even get to your promises, because it's a preparation. It's a preparation that God is preparing us and sustaining us as we go through the journey to get to the promised land that he has for us. And this is nothing new. God does this with all of us. He's done it with ever since the children of Israel. You know, he did that with them as they went through the wilderness and you know, different things like that. He did it with David. He did it with Moses. He did it with Joseph. He did it with Elijah. So he did it with many different people in the Bible, and he does it with us as well. And sometimes we have to sit back and look at the details, the small details, and the sustainment that, you know, just look at the things. And if you could look at your own personal life and be honest with yourself and just know that, you know, I want to get through this. Only you know the details of your story. And you could sit back and think and ponder and say, man, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have gotten through this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have gotten through that. And those are the miracles that we miss sometimes because our eyes are so much on the future. And of course, I mean, don't get me wrong. We all want to get to the promise, and that's the goal, of course. But just looking at our journey and looking at the different things, if you want to call it the little things, but it's big. If you want to call it just the things that God has done throughout our lives, and just knowing how far he has brought us, where he's brought us from, and how he's protected us, how he sustained us. When there's so many times, I know I'm not just speaking for myself, that we could look back and we say, oh man, I'm done. And somehow, some way, God came through, and that issue, you passed it. You passed it. You overcame it. As we talking, and I might be talking about my experience, but I want you to think about your own personal life. I want you to think about your own experiences. I want us to ponder on our own story to see the different details, the different things that God has done. How has God sustained us throughout our seasons? How has God protected us throughout our seasons and stuff like that?
Yep. And then when you look at in the middle of the sustainment, and I think this is where you become grateful or content, because I think after you told me that message, and keep in mind, and I know we all probably waiting on something, you know, God promised us or God showed us or we've been praying for something, for God to do something big. But I think sometimes we lose sight of the little things, like you said, the sustainment portion of it. Okay, but I'm praying for this, God, but, you know, I'm grateful for the little things. And I think after you told me, you shared that message with me, with Sarah, Jake's husband, it kind of resonated with me. And I had to tell myself, you know what, God has done so much throughout my life, our lives, and that I think sometimes we don't give enough credit, you know, and we don't really, I mean, we see it, but I don't think we really sit down to say, oh my goodness, yes, God, you have done this. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like you said, during the pandemic, I'm looking at so many people that were sick. I have a good friend of mine, a coworker that is pregnant and that got sick during the pandemic. She had to be quarantined for like 2 weeks. You know, things like that, and she's pregnant. So afterwards, when I heard she was in the hospital, and I had to think, I'm like, oh my God, so here I am. I was pregnant during that time, and God, made a way for me not to even get sick. I was around people. I was around kids. He made a way that for me to even, I was able to teach at home. So again, all these are little things, like to me, I feel like, we see them as little things, but they really like big things, you know, big miracles for us to really thank God for. So again, after I spoke to her, I was like, oh my God, you know, here she is going through the pandemic. She caught COVID, and I'm just looking at my life. I'm like, I'm no better than her. So I had to really, again, give God praise because, again, I'm seeing how so many people have been affected by this. And here we are, like I said, we still have a job. I'm still, none of my close family members have been affected. So God has really definitely sustained us. So I want to give, I wanted to share some Bible verses with you all about what does it mean when God sustains us. So first of all, the meaning of, sustain, it means to give support or relief to supply with sustenance, to nourish, to keep up, to support the weight of, to carry or withstand. And when you look at all these definitions, that's what God has done in our lives. If you look back to see things that you probably been through or things that I've been through, this is what God has done. He has carried us, supported us, supplied all our needs. Like I said, maybe we're waiting for the big bam, the big things, you know, the big cars, this and that. But, you know, we got to give thanks to the little things he has done.
And I think before you go on, I think, don't get us wrong. Because God is still going to do what he said he's going to do.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And I think these things are just prequels to the promises that he has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we should take heed to those things that he is doing in the midst. Like, while we're on our journey to get there, he's still doing different miracles in our lives.
Exactly.
On a day-to-day basis. You know, and I seen something the other day, a blessing that a lot of us, we missed out on or we forget, is just the day-to-day making it home at the end of the day. Well, making it home at the end of the day, like, safe. And, you know, every day, you know, you see different accidents, you see different things happen. And it's not just one person that's leaving the house and going somewhere. It's like you're going to work. The wife is going somewhere else. The kids are going somewhere else. God is in control of all that. In the, you know, you have no control, you know, within those 8 hours or whatever, how many hours that you work. Of your kids being protected and they're making it back home, then you're making it back home, then your wife making it back home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wanted to interject that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to read this verse in Jeremiah 15, verse 16 through 18. So how does God sustain us? You know, through his word. You know, Jeremiah said, "Your words are what sustain me. They are food to my hungry soul. They bring joy to my heart and delight me. How proud I am to bear your name, O Lord. I have not joined the people in their merry feast. I sit alone beneath the hand of God. I burst with indignation at their sins. Yet you have failed me in my time of need. You have let them keep right on with all their persecution. Will they never stop hurting me? Your help is as uncertain as a seasonal mountain brook." So I wanted to read a few verses. What does it mean when God sustains us? So by reading these verses, we know that God is there in the midst of whatever that we're going through. And again, while we're waiting for his promises to come to pass, and they will, because God is not a man that he shall lie. You know, so while we're waiting for the big things to happen, we just want you guys not to lose sight of the little things that God is doing. Okay, so in Isaiah 46, verse 4, it says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you." So that's God's promise, guys. This is what he said. This is what his word says. "I have made you and carry you, and I will sustain you, and then I will rescue you." This is such a beautiful promise. So, Amen. And God knows exactly what you need before you need it. So he will sustain you in all that he has called you to do. Another verse in Exodus 15, verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." In every season, guys, God is our greatest source of strength. Like Donald was saying earlier, no matter what I've been through, there is not a day, like I said, while I'm waiting for God to do the big things, no matter what I've been through, I just have to just call on my daddy. "I need your strength. God, I need you." And I bet you the next day, if that day I was feeling like a hot mess, I don't want to go on, because we all go through these seasons. Yes, we are Christian. Yes, we go through things. We go through persecutions. We go through life. And this is just part of life. But the good thing is, God will not let us go through this journey alone. If you say yes to him, he will carry your burden, and all these are his promises. And his promises are true. And I'm a witness to what God's strength can do. I know when I was at my lowest, when I know there's days that I couldn't even get up and go to work, and I just call on his name. I just put on a gospel song, I call on his name, and the next day, I just feel like the Holy Spirit just overtook me, and I'm like, man, I feel invincible. I got this, God. I got it. I got it. And this is what I love about my God. You call on him, he will answer you. In another verse, Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek first his kingdom. This is one of our favorite verses.
Mm.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So whatever you need, whatever you ask in your Father for, don't lose sight of making him priority. Make him priority. Seek his face first, and everything else that you are asking, it will come.
Mm.
And I think sometimes we do that. We make things idle. Well, I'm praying for my marriage. I just want to get married. I want a baby. I want a house. And we just make these things priority. So we just forgot about God. Make him priority. He's going to give you all these things. Make him priority. He says it. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's a promise.
And I think a lot of times when we're in the middle season, that's what God is doing. Like, he's maturing us. He's humbling us. There's a lot of inside work that he's doing in us. So in the midst of that, so even if we're, you know, it might be a little materialistic, it might be, you know, whatever the case may be, but, you know, in that process, God is just molding us and getting us right, getting our heart right, and because that's the main thing that he cares about and he focuses on. So I just had a testimony, like, you know, that, you know, came in my spirit that I want to share, that, you know, it goes to what we're talking about. Many of you guys that have heard me before, you know, I'm pretty sure you heard my testimony of, you know, they had a period of time when I was in prison. And I remember they had a conversation I had with this guy. This guy was a ex-hedge fund manager. So he had millions of dollars when he was, you know, I guess when he was out. So a lot of times when you get arrested, and, you know, especially for financial, you know, things, a lot of things that you had, they get repossessed. A lot of money that you had, they get taken back, you know, all type of things. So they had a lot of people that had money, but a lot of things got taken away from them, you know, when they got arrested and went through trial and all that, and, you know, all that situation. So one day I was just walking the track with the gentleman, you know, just walking and, you know, just having a conversation. And we just got on. I was soon to go home. I was going home soon. So, you know, we're just talking, and he just, you know, asked me, okay, so when you go back, where are you going? Because most people that's in prison, most people that's locked up, by the time you're leaving, your situation is not the same that you left it. A lot of people, marriages failed. Mm. A lot of people, if they were living in this place, they don't have that house anymore. They don't have that address anymore. So, you know, he was asking me, he was just saying, you know, hey, so, you know, when you, all right, you're about to go home, where are you going? So I said, oh, I'm going back to my house. Then he's like, oh, you still have the house that you came in here with? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, man, how? Like, what's going on? Like, how are you guys, how are you paying the bills? You know, and I was trying to explain to him. I was like, say, well, my wife, you know, she's paying this and this, and, you know, he's like, oh, what does she do? She's this. And then, you know, for whatever reason, we're just breaking it down. And, you know, however we broke it down, he was just like, yeah, but that's still not enough to, you know, pay, you know, to basically sustain, you know, the mortgage and everything like that all this time you've been gone. And I was just, you know, just trying to answer his question. And I was just like, well, see, you know, and I ran out of answers. And I said, man, you know what? I don't know how she's doing it. I don't know how she's paying it. I don't know how she's just...
Nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
But God.
And one thing he said to me that I just kept with me, he said, Don, he said, don't it feel good just not to know? And I just like, yeah. Yeah, it feels good. Like I'm not in charge. I'm not responsible. Like, God is handling it for me, like, while I'm not even there, you know? And yeah, at the time, like, when I was there, when I was locked up, you know, how many times I prayed to go home, how many times I prayed for, like, my sentence to be reduced. I mean, I spent nights crying and crying to God and say, God, let me go. Let me out. Let me get back with my family. Let me see my son. Let me, you know, and it hurt. But during that period of time, I mean, the things that were meant to stay, God kept it there.
Amen.
God kept everything there for me that when I came back home, things were great. Things were great, you know. And so that's just one story that I have, but I have so many of different things that God has done that, you know, how he sustained me. That's just one thing that just came to my mind, you know, how he's, you know, basically sustained me, man. And even though I'm praying for one thing, I'm believing him for one thing. I'm believing him to let me go home to my family. I mean, he's not letting me go. You know, that wasn't the plan. You know, whatever the work God had to do, he had to do, and it had to be finished. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's like, don't worry about that other stuff you're worrying about. Don't worry about like, man, what I need to take care of my wife. I need to, you know, make sure she's good, you know, how she's paying the bills. And God, like, don't worry about that.
And that was a period, that was a season, what you call sustainment.
Yeah, that was a big sustainment. Yeah, that was a big
sustainment.
That was a
big, yes.
And when you're in that situation, the thing about it is, because you basically getting into different people's lives where they're giving you, it's a vulnerable situation when you locked up where, you know, we all give, you know, we tell people what's going on in our lives. Like, we're just vulnerable. We're just open. I was open with different people. People was open with me. If their wife left, they would say, hey, man, my wife left me. And, you know, we would talk. We would really talk. And I seen so many marriages, so many relationships break down. I heard so many stories that, you know, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that God sustained our marriage through that period of time, because there was a lot of in between stuff that, you know, things that would have tear any marriage up. So, but if you say, well, how did you guys get? Is God? And it's not a cliche. It's not even cliche. It's truly God that held it together. He held us together. He held everything. He held my son together. You know, so. That's just one testimony, and I just wanted to read a passage. We gotta start taking some calls, and just to hear from you guys and pray with you guys, and you know, even you guys want to bless the people that's listening as well. So whatever it may be, and you don't have to talk about this topic. You don't have to whatever God is putting on your mind, because we at church right now. So we just breaking bread with each other, and you know, we all here to be blessed and hear what God got to say. And like I said, I'm just so excited. But once again, let me give out the number. The number is 319-527-6027. 319-527-6027. Press 1 if you wish to speak with us, if you want a prayer. If you don't want to speak, you don't press anything, and then we'll just bypass. You could sit there and you could listen and just receive the blessing that God has. But I just want to read a passage that's speaking to what we're speaking to. And this is God that's speaking to the children of Israel. This is right before they reached the promise. They reached the promised land. This is Deuteronomy 8. And I don't know where I'll stop, but I'll just read, and once we get the gist of it, and then we'll move on. But this breaks down totally what we're talking about. And the key thing I want to keep in our mind is there's a reason that God is sustaining you. There's a reason that God is preserving you. He got something greater for you. He got something bigger for you. So don't think like, man, this is just my life. I'm just going to, you know, just get the little manna that God has given me, the day-to-day, just the manna just to survive. No, there's more. Mm-hmm. He's keeping you alive for a reason. You have greater work to do. You have a bigger thing to do. If you woke up today, there's work for you to be done. You know, there's things for you that if there was no purpose, there's no reason for God to even wake you up. You know, if there's not purpose in your life, there's no reason for God to sustain you through these ups and downs. You know, so don't look at the circumstances. David, he was chosen to be king at an early age, but he had to go through that journey. And as he going through that journey to be king, his life was threatened, you know, on a day-to-day basis by the one that he looked up to, which was King Saul. And his life was threatened. But through those period of time, God sustained him. God protected him. God preserved him until it was time for him to take the throne. And guess what? He didn't have to get his hand dirty and kill Saul. He had plenty of chances to kill Saul. But God was doing the work.
Amen.
You know, God was doing what he was doing where he said, hey, don't touch my anointed. You know, I'll preserve you. I'll protect you. I'll sustain you through this period of time. But this is how, through the sustainment, through all these adversity that you're going through, this is how that you will become king. Just let it play out. But let me read this passage. But as I'm reading this passage, I really want you guys to think about your own life. This is God speaking to Israel, but take it as God speaking to you as you go through your journey. We all have different stories. We all have different journeys. God has spoken different things to each and every one of us. So I want you to just ponder, think about, this is God talking to you, you know. So it said, this is Deuteronomy 8. I'll start from verse 1. He says, be careful to obey all my commands I am giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry, then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. So obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water where fountains and springs and gush out in the valleys and hills. It is a land of wheat and barley, of grapevine, fig trees and pomegranates, olive oil and honey. It is a land where food is plentiful and nothing is lacking. It is a land where iron is as common as stone and copper is abundant in the hills. When you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord, your God, for the good land he has given you. But that is the time, and this is so key right here. This is right before you receive what God has for you. He's giving you a warning where he says, but this is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty, you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied, along with everything else, be careful. Do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions, where it was so hot and dry. Stop right there. And as you can see, God is showing them that I led you through the wilderness. I sustained you when you were hungry. I protected you. But it was all to bring you. It's all, first of all, to humble you, to make you, you know, to humble you, to allow you to listen to the commands, to be obedient. But now he's about to bring you to the promised land. Now he's about to bring you to the place that he has promised you, to your dreams, the things that he has spoken into your life. And he's given you that last warning. He said, be careful. When you, now you're about to walk in abundance. Now you're about to walk in the things that God has for you. And this is the message that I'm bringing tonight, that God is putting in my heart, that we have been through these times. We've been through the sustainment. But now God is about to open up the door for the prosperity in your life. Mm-hmm. God is about to open up those doors and give you the things that you have been dreaming for, the things that you have been praying for, the things that God has spoken into your life from long ago, the seed that he has planted in you. He's about to do it. But he's giving you that warning that this whole time, this whole testing period, this whole wilderness, this whole waiting, this whole sustainment was all to humble you, to create that new heart that he wanted to place in you. And don't forget your God when you start receiving the plenteous, the plenty, the plentiful, the blessings, the desires of your heart. Do not forget your God. Do not forget the things that you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to remind you of where you were, of these moments. And this is why God says further down in the verse, he says he did all that to prove that when you become wealthy and when you become prosperous, when you get the thing that you've been praying for, that you don't forget that it wasn't by you. It was God.
Mm-hmm.
It was God that did it. So continue to remind yourself of this time, you know, this time that you're going through. Yes, it's painful. You know, we want to get to that next level, but it's all for a reason. God knows best. God has the wisdom that we don't have. God foresees our missteps. God foresees the trouble that we will get into later. So appreciate these moments. Appreciate the moment that you're in right now. Take it day by day. Don't go faster than God. Allow God to work on you. Allow God to renew your mind, renew your spirit. So when you get to the place that he has for you, you know, you'll be like Joshua. You know, you'll be like Caleb. You know, they were ready. They went through those 40 years. A lot of the children of Israel did not even make it. But those two and the few, they made it. They received the sustainment. They went through the God working on them, working in their heart. And when it was time for them to receive it, oh, they received it whole. They got to enjoy it, where a lot of people did not even make it to see it. So, you know, that's what God put on our heart tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go to start taking some calls, man. And I'll give out the number one more time, 319-527-6027. Press 1 if you wish to speak with us. If God's putting something in your heart, you want to call for prayer, we'll be more than happy to speak with you. All right, we'll go with the first caller here. We have 920-279. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Ann from Wisconsin.
Hey, how you doing, Ann?
Hello, Ann.
Hello. Good. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Is there anything God has placed on your heart tonight? Any prayer that you have that you want us to agree with you for?
I didn't expect to be the first person to get called out, so I was just relaxing, listening to the show. So
okay.
I don't know. Can you? Yeah.
All right. We'll pray. We'll pray, and we'll pray, and whatever God has. Father, Heavenly Father, we praying for Ann, Father God. We ask you to touch her, Lord Jesus. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Her spirit. Do the things that you have for her, the desires of her heart, Father God, that they may come forth. We pray that what was spoken tonight, that it resonate with her spirit, that she sees it, she's open to the work that you are doing in her heart, Father God. allow her to see that she's closer than she thinks. She's closer than she thinks, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we think we so far off. We so far from, but we don't know, like a twinkle in the eye, that you can do the things that you said you was going to do. If you said it, then you will do it, Father God. So allow us to have that expectation again, to open our heart, to expect, to hope, to dream again, Father God. So we ask you to touch her mind, to touch her expectation, that she can expect to receive the blessings that you have spoken into her lives, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, Ann. Well, we thank you for calling in and listening and just participating with us. We just ask God, God bless you. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to say tonight?
No, but happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody tomorrow. And PGN
Amen.
Has really blessed me. So God bless all of you, too.
All right, Ann.
Thank you, Ann. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. That was great. All right, we got to go on, move on to the next caller. We have 709-500. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from? Who are we speaking with tonight? Bless you. All right, we'll come back. All right, we'll move on to the next one. We have 803-991. Who are we speaking with tonight? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you all?
Nah, we're doing great. Excited to be here tonight. It's just a blessing. Anything that's on your mind tonight, anything God has placed in your heart, or anything that you would like prayer for tonight?
Yeah, well, your message was definitely resonated with me.
Amen.
You feel like everything you said pretty much, really, because he sustained me too this year, because I'm in sales and I can relate with you, exactly what you were saying, because it's truly a miracle. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for everything he's doing and done. And like I say, sometimes it feel like you get impatient waiting for the blessings and the promises. And you be right there at the edge. You don't know God is working. And when you don't see it, it's hard to believe it sometimes. But you got to trust him. And like you were saying, don't give up and don't get ahead of God. So I can definitely, it just definitely resonated with me.
Amen. Yeah, and there's also there's like things that sometimes we just think about, like ourselves, like we just got to get there, but we miss that there's things that God has to connect, before we even get there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that God has to put in place before we get there. So sometimes it might not even be us. We might be ready, and we might be right there, but God is just doing the finishing touch. He's getting things in place. He's setting the stage. He's getting this person where they need to be so they can bless you. And, I don't know. That just came in my spirit that, hey, God is still working behind the scenes in our lives as we are impatient, as we wait in. And we thinking, man, am I doing something wrong? Am I not fasting enough? I'm not praying. And God said, no, you're doing what you need to do. But there's still things that need to be connected. There's still other people I need to get in place, you know, to bless you, to get you in to get you where you need to go. So that's another thing. Sometimes we beat ourselves and we're hard on ourselves and we're like, man, God, talk to me. What am I not doing? What am I missing? And sometimes, and I just feel in my spirit that just for you, sometimes is not you. You know, it could be God is just doing something. He's setting the stage. There's a lot of moving parts that God has to do to to bless us, for it to come to fruition. So, you know, don't be so hard on yourself that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, because you are. So just being patient and just knowing and having that confidence that, hey, you know what God said is going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when, but it's going to come to pass. And we're just praying for the things that has to be in place for them to be in place, for the people to that needs to be moved, for them to be moved, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's
no problem.
That's a message in itself for me, so thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all.
No problem, Angela. Right, you have a great night.
Thank you. You all too. God bless.
Thank you. Bye. God bless.
Amen. All right, we're gonna move on to the next caller. We have 202-722. Who are we speaking with tonight? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nicole, and I am from Washington D.C.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All right.
We all are.
Yeah. Anything on your mind tonight? Any prayer that you wish for, or anything that God is putting on your heart?
I need prayer for hope. My husband, I'm missing him. He passed away almost a year ago.
Mm.
A year ago next week. So I'm having a tough time.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm. All right, no problem. We gotta pray for that, because we know the Father. He's a healer. He can touch the heart, the parts of us that's wounded, parts of us that's hurt. We know that God is a healer. He's a concealer, and so we, dear Father God, we pray. We're coming to you tonight, Father God. We're praying for Nicole, Father God, that you touch her, Father God. She's missing her husband, Father God. The man that you have put in her life, Father God. And now that she's missing a part of herself, Father God, we're asking you for healing. We're asking you, God, for closure, to make it make sense to her, Father God, to show her, Father God, the purpose. A lot of times we missing the purpose of why something happened, how it happened, what is the reason. We thought this was going to be the plan, Father God. Well, Father God, we ask you to speak to her, Father God, to nurture her, Father God, as she goes through this particular moment, as she goes through this hard moment, Father God, this hurtful moment, Father God. You know our hurts because you lost your son, Father God. You lost your son, Father God, when he died on the cross, Father God. But he also resurrected, Father God. So we ask you to resurrect that hope, that expectation, Father God, in her, Father God, to resurrect that life, that part of her that's missing, Father God. We ask you to touch her right now, Father God, to touch her, Father God, to let her feel you. Let her feel you and know that you are real. Let her know that you are working. Let her know that you are moving, Father God. Just because this happened, it doesn't mean that you have stopped existing. Just because that happened, it doesn't mean that her hope has to be gone with that, Father God. Father God, resurrect her hope, Father God. Re-energize her, Father God. Open up her eyes, her spiritual eyes, Father God, to see you moving, to see the things that you are doing, to receive the reason, to receive the purpose of what has taken place in her life, Father God. We're asking you to strengthen her in her day-to-day, Father God. We're asking you to just give her a peace that I don't even understand, a peace that passes all understanding. Give her that peace, Father God, as she goes through this time, as she goes through this season, Father God. We ask you for that peace that only you can provide, Father God. She's calling on to you, Father God, to provide that for her, Lord Jesus, to provide the part that's lacking, to provide the part that's missing, Father God. We know that you can resurrect that part of her life. You could give her the hope, Father God, that she has lost. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen, Cole. Is there anything else that you would like to say, anything else that's on your mind?
No, just thank you guys for praying for me. Thank you so much.
No problem, Nicole.
No problem, Nicole. Amen.
You have a great night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. All right, let me see. Let's move on down. We have 251342. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama.
How you doing, Latrice?
It is well in spite of.
Amen. 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 Anything on your mind tonight? Anything that God is placing on your heart? Any prayers that you want to have tonight?
Well, I would like for you all to agree with me as touching or manifestation of some unspoken prayers.
Amen. All right. We can do that. Amen. Yeah, Father, we're praying for Latrice, for prayers, for the desires of her heart, for things that she is waiting for you to perform, for manifestation, for things to take place, Father God. We are touching and agreeing, Father God, with her tonight, Father God.
Hello.
Because we know that her trust, her belief in you, Father God, that she is pulling it down. We are pulling it down, the manifestation, the things that you have promised her, the things that she has in her spirit that she is waiting to take place, Father God. And just like Latrice always say, won't he do it? Yes, he will. And we know that you will, Father God. We know that you can, Father God. So we asking because we believe, Father God. We trusting in you, Father God. And anything that's hindering, we coming against anything that's hindering the manifestation, the things that we are praying for to come to pass. We come against that. We come against those things that fight against us, Father God, in Jesus' name. We stand up against those things, Father God. We're praying, Lord Jesus. We're praying for you to show up and for you to show out, Father God. For you to show up and show out, Father God, in our lives. For her to give the testimony. For her to give the testimony of this manifestation. To increase her faith that she already has. She already has great faith, Father God. She already believes, Father God. She already knows, Father God. She already testifies, Father God. But this is another level. This is another level that she is asking for, a different manifestation, Father God. So she can go on and carry on your word that she's already doing. She is already doing it, Father God. So we just ask you, she's just trying to she's asking for the manifestation just to promote you, just to show the people that's around her you, just to manifest you, just to bring you up and to lift your name up, to glorify your name, Father God. So, dear God, we come to you, Father God, in a believing spirit, in a expecting spirit, that you will do what you said that you will do. You will manifest yourself, just like Moses asked, to show me your glory. Show me your glory, Father God. We're coming tonight, and we ask you to show us your glory. Show us your glory, Father God. Show us your glory, Lord Jesus. We praying, Lord Jesus, for you to show up and show out. This is the time.
Hallelujah.
This is the time. As the devil is getting stronger, as the devil is showing out, we're asking for you to manifest yourself, to show your glory. Show your glory so we can show the world. Dear God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I would like to congratulate you all on the birth of your baby. And God,
thank you.
He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. That's according to the power that worketh in us. And my prayer is that your faith fail not, because he will do what he said he would do. In Jesus'
right.
name.
Amen.
You guys will see manifestation real soon for some of your unspoken prayers. And I decree and declare that you shall get a prophet's reward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You receive it.
You receive it, Latrice. Amen. Thank you.
Guys, have a blessed evening.
So do you. And won't he do it?
He said he would.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Latrice.
Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. That's great. All right, we're going to move on down. I don't think I took this one yet. 709.
Did I? 500.
Let me try again because I see it. 709-500. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Dacia from Canada.
Okay. What's the first name?
Dacia.
Dasta?
Yes.
I don't think I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you got it.
You said I got it?
Yes.
Okay. Dasha. All right, how you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How are you?
Nah, we're doing great. I'm excited. I'm blessed to be in the midst of God's people, to be praying with God's people. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing to hear from everybody. What is on your mind tonight? What prayer that you have, anything?
I don't have anything, just like general prayer, I think.
Okay. All right, let's pray for you and see what God has. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord Jesus. We're praying for Dashna from Canada, Father God. We ask you to bless him, Lord Jesus, to lift him up, Father God. Lift him up, Lord Jesus. There's a light that's on his head, Father God. Allow him to have the confidence to let it shine. Let it shine on what God has placed in him, what you have placed in him, Lord, to reveal it to him so he have the confidence to let it shine. Let the words that you have given him, let him give it to who he's supposed to give it to, Father God. He's more than he thinks he is. He's more than he thinks he is. The way that you see yourself, God see you even bigger than that. And, you know, I think just God is ready to reveal how he sees you, you know, how he sees you, that you are greater in a humbling way, but you are greater than what you see or what you think. So I just pray that light that God has put in you, that you let it shine. You let it shine and you give the testimonies. You prophesy. You give the words that God has given you. So I just ask God, Lord Jesus, to just reveal to him who he is, Father God, who he is and what he has, the gift that you have placed in him, the power that you have given him, the authority that you have given him, Father God, that you show it to him, Father God. Give him the confidence, give him the faith, Lord Jesus, to act out the things that he knows certain things that you already have spoken to him. He knows certain things that you already have shown him. But give him that final push. Give him that confidence that he knows who he is in you, who you are in Christ. You are. So don't doubt. Don't feel that you are less than, because you are greater than. You are greater than. You have a humble spirit. You're a humble person. But God is, you know, he wants to do great things with you. He wants to do great things through you. So allow God to do those things. Allow God to just submit yourself more to God, so he can reveal who you are. It's almost like Gideon. It's almost like Gideon. But, you know, you are a great, powerful man in God. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, just let you know that, you know, that's what God is putting in my spirit as I speak to you right now. And you're a humble person. You're a humble person. But there's greater in you. There's greater in you. It's okay to be humble. but also allow God to give you the faith and the confidence of what you are supposed to do. Because you know a little bit of what he called you to do and the direction that he wants you to go in. But sometimes it's just little doubts, you know, it's just doubts sometimes. So we come against those things. We come against the doubts that we have, the doubts that we feel we may fail, or we feel that we might not live up to what God is calling us to. But if God called you, then he will also have the provision for what he called you for. So we're just praying for the courage, the confidence, the faith that you are greater than what you think you are. You have more authority than what you think you have. You have more power than what you think you have, because the Holy Spirit that lives in you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So believe that. Believe that you walk wherever you walk with that spirit, that same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, that same spirit that lives in you, that same mighty spirit that rose him, that we're celebrating tomorrow, that same spirit, he lives in you. So wherever you go, there's no fear. Wherever you walk, wherever your feet tread, you know, there's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that's walking with you, that's operating in you. So all the demons bow to you. All the circumstances, the mountains, they bow to you, not the other way around. So, you know, I'm just speaking what I feel, and I just pray that it resonate with you. And that God blesses you and show you, reveal to you, give you the revelation of who you truly are. Because it's not who we think we are. Sometimes as we go through our lives and our experiences and the different circumstances that we had to overcome, a lot of times we think is the circumstances and the experiences, we think that's us. Those are just the circumstances, and those are just the different experiences. Those were the tools to build you. Those were the tools to form you and to make you, you know, part of who you are. But those are just experiences, and those are just circumstances. That's not who you are. That's not you know, whatever is around you, your life, it could be lack, whatever it could be, your job. That's not what defines you. It's that spirit that God put in you. That's what defines you. That's what defines you. You could do all things through Christ. You know what I'm saying? You could do all things. Nothing is impossible. You got that Holy Spirit in you. So allow that Holy Spirit to manifest and work in you and to give you that. I just pray that God give you the revelation of who you truly are in him. So that's just my prayer.
Amen.
For you. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
No problem, Dashna. All right. Is there anything else? Anything else tonight?
No. Thank you very much.
All right, brother Dashna. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen. All right, we'll move on down. Okay, we have a 954-580. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. You're speaking with Carolyn, calling from Jamaica.
Okay, how you doing, Carolyn?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Is there anything on your mind tonight, or any prayer, any way that we can pray with you tonight?
Yes, thank you. I'm planning on doing some studies. I'm working and studying now, and it's somewhat challenging because at times I'm tired. So just kindly pray that the Lord will just grant me the strength to study after I'm through with work, and I will be able to further my career soon. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. All right. Father God, we praying for Caroline, Father God, that you bless her, Father God, and you help her with her studies, with her education, and how she's trying to further her career and further her position in life. So even though that, yes, this might be challenging, it might be hard to study and to receive the knowledge that she have, but we know that all wisdom, it comes from you, Father God. We know that the true wisdom comes from you, where the Holy Spirit can manifest as she's taking the test, as she's doing her study, to open up her mind to receive the information, even though it's in a shorter time, even though it's in a condensed time, that she still received the knowledge. She still received the information that she needs to go forward, that she needs to pass the test, Father God. We know that this is a small feat for you to accomplish in her life, but she still came forward, humble herself to ask you to bless her with the wisdom, with your wisdom, Father God, not her wisdom, not her efforts, Father God, to pass this test and to go through the studies and to go through the classes, but she's calling on you, Father God, to provide her with your wisdom. And so we're just praying for that, and we believe that she will do well, even though that is hard, mm-hmm. even though that is difficult, but that doesn't mean that she will fail. It doesn't mean that she will not succeed, because she has you on her side. So when the time comes, you will make the way that she's able to proceed and take the test and pass the test with high scores, Father God, that her knowledge will begin to open. Her mind will begin to open to receive the information, and that she'll be shocked. She'll be shocked as how quickly she starts to receive the information and to know these things that she didn't know last week, that she didn't know before, that she'll be able to understand what she's reading. She'll be able to pick up and understand what she's studying because of your assistance, Father God, because of the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
No problem, Caroline.
No problem, Caroline.
All right.
God bless you
as well. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. We have 682. Before we go on, let me just give out the number again. Sometimes I forget. It's 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027. If you wish to call in for prayer, press 1. If you just want to listen, don't press anything and just enjoy the ride. We got to move on to 682-738. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Hey, Don and Sonny. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Miss LaShawn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Nah, we doing good. We doing real
just
good.
Just excited. We finally doing a show after years.
Yeah, we planned it. We fed the baby, put him to sleep.
Put him to sleep.
and we just hopped on. So we just.
Oh, wow. Y'all pretend to sleep
at
early at an early
time. Yeah, he sleeps for now, so we do. Amen.
Have two grandsons over here, and they've been up all day and been gone all day. So I put them in bed, but I hear them back there moving around playing. I'm like, is these people ever going to go to sleep? They should be woke out by now.
Oh man, yeah, they got energy. They got energy.
Yeah, boys, yep,
yes they do. They balls too.
Yeah,
that's what we got. So I know. Oh man, yeah. Well, anything that's on your mind tonight, LaShawn? Any prayers? Anything? Whatever God is speaking to you, you know, the floor is yours.
Oh well, no. No, I'm just, like I said, God is good, and I'm grateful, You know, I tell you, he's just such an awesome guy. He's a good guy. And so I just thank him every day for what he's doing in men, the men of God and women of God life, how he orchestrating and how he's building the church the way he's building. So I'm just excited to be in this season, in this time with the Lord. So.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything is well.
Amen. Well, I know. I know. I had messaged you earlier this morning, man, because it's like God had placed on my heart. Like, just I was just in such a thankful spirit because you know, you spoke it into my life on multiple occasions, and mine and Tanya's life, and it's just been a blessing. It's just, you know, I receive the words, and, you know, they always come at, you know, at the right time, and, you know, it's like, you know, I'm thanking you, but I felt more like God is thanking you, you know, just for being obedient, just for being, you know, allowing him to use you. Yeah, you know, use you as a, you know, as the vessel, as the mouthpiece, for what he has for his people. And, you know, just by obeying him and submitting to him, like, he's just opening up the doors. And he, you know, because you're touching so many different people's lives, like, you know, not just myself, but whoever you getting in contact with on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, whenever you made that decision to you know, open up and allow God to really use you and use you as his mouthpiece, you know, it's been a blessing to so many different people that receive it. So, you know, I just know God is happy, you know, with that. You know, he's just happy with how you submitted. Even though, yeah, you might have been shy, you might have been, you know, whatever the case may be, but you took a leap of faith and allow him to use you. And that's inspiration to me, myself, because I'm sort of like that as well, where sometimes, you know, even sometimes you're like, hey, you got to go forth, Don. You got to push forward. And, you know, and that is like a coach. It's like a coach that's always like, you know, wanting me, you know, that's pushing me to like, hey, to go ahead and do what God called you to do. And I believe you did that. You did that. And you're just like an example, you know, for me and many others that, you know, might be sort of nervous, might be sort of, you know, feeling like, man, I'm not, I don't think I could do it. I'm not qualified. I'm not this or that. You know, a lot of time we put strikes against ourselves before anybody even put a strike against us, you know? But it's like you, the example of, you know, of people that putting, you know, they put strikes on themselves where we put strikes on ourselves. But you like the example that you stepped out and you said, hey, man, you know, yeah, I might feel like this. I might, because there's plenty of time I even heard you when you was on, when you're doing your show. And I heard your testimony where you're like, man, I probably don't speak right. I was scared of this and that. And, you know, I looked at it just like, man, that's so bold, like it's so, you know, it's so strong, like, you know, for somebody to feel, yeah, you know, your shortcomings or whatever you might look at as like, man, this is my shortcoming, or I don't think I'm this, I don't think I'm that. But God, like, man, that's what I want. You know, the thing that the thing that we are worried about and this and that is like, God, like, I'm not changing that. I want you just like that. I want you just
like that. That relate to people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it relates to
right.
What I've learned is, I might not be talking, or you might not be talking to everybody, but you talking to somebody, and that somebody is like, nobody else might talk to them, but when they hear you, it's like, man, they were waiting for you. Mm-hmm. They were waiting, like, God, like, it's like God created so many different people. We all got different styles, different dialects, we speak different, we look different, we just different, like, and so God is like, God used different people to connect with different people, and that's what I've been learning, that hey, I might not be for everybody, I might not, like, God, like, probably don't have me for everybody. And that is for everyone. Everybody is different. And but that person that he has me for is for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes it's like we get and I look at it in a negative way, too, because sometimes we might think, oh, I'm just being humble. Like, yeah, I don't want to be out there. But it's more it's a pride thing because we like we thinking about ourselves. We like. Nah, you know, I don't know if I could speak like that. I don't know. God's like, it ain't about you. It's like, let me
use you.
Yeah, let me use you. Like, it's not about you. Just let me use you with what you got. It like we have that Moses syndrome where we're like, man, God, I can't speak. I can't. God's like, man, just listen, man. I just need your body. I need your vessel. I already know what I put in you, and I just want to use it. And it's like you an example of somebody that just allow God to use her, and I see the things that God is doing in your life and doing in different people's life just by you being obedient.
Amen. Amen. And we give all the glory to him because I tell you, it wasn't easy. I'm telling you. I had to deal with rejection, and still is dealing with rejection. And you know, people, you know, coming, and I have to learn they're not coming against me; they're coming against the Christ in me. Because when they reject you or they say anything to you, they talking about God. And a lot of people don't understand that when you come against a child of God or man, you know, man of God, even a child, woman of God, and they are truly sinned. When you start saying, I don't like them and I don't like the way they talk, the way they look, you don't like Christ because Christ is supposed to live on the inside. We're supposed to be likeness of God. So it's not like you don't like that person. If Christ is in them, you don't like them. So it wasn't easy. I'm telling you, you know, trying to get promotion on my job, you know, it was so much coming against me. You know, how I speak, you know, the country, I'm too country. It was just so much. They wanted me to go through all this type of training, and when I did and completely, it was another excuse. And God had to speak to me and tell me, your promotion comes from me, not me.
Mm-hmm.
I got what you need.
Amen.
And so when he began to show me, go read about Moses, not even Moses meant Winterwork and other people that did not have education or had, you know, speech problem and, you know, couldn't read. God used them.
Mm-hmm.
He used them. He had a mighty gift on him. Just like last night, as I was reading from John chapter 6, when he kept telling them, I'm the bread that came from heaven, and they were just moaning and complaining, how is he the bread from heaven? And then they come back and say, is this not Joseph's son? We know his mother and father. They came back and said that we know his father and mother. We know. How is it that he's saying that I came down from heaven?
And then
they say, is this Jesus that came from Nazareth? Nothing come out of Nazareth. And so they say the same thing about, you know, nothing can come out of Donna family. We knew them. They stayed in the project. Oh, they came from Trailer Park. They came from this. Can't nothing come from that. Can't nothing come from the West Side. Can't nothing come from DeKalb. Can't nothing come from that. They say that God chooses those main people. That's who he chooses. Because he knows where we came from. He knows us on the inside. He knew us before he formed us. So he already knew. He already knew I had, you know, people going to talk about my speech. He already knew what was going to come against the vessel. He already knew this. And so I remember when someone prophesied and say ministry, I looked at that man like something wrong with him. even when I got a word of teaching, I'm like, teaching. I have dealt with so much, so much rejection, so much. And I'm like, I ain't trying to do that. Because I know how people are. But when God started dealing with me on the inside and he started healing me and delivering me, I had to go through a healing and a delivering process. And the more I start crying out, Lord, deliver me, save me, cleanse me. I don't want to be like this. I do not want my heart to be hard because people keep coming against me. I deliver me from this. Deliver me from myself. I always say that. Deliver me from myself. Purge me from myself. Show me myself. I want to see the heart of Christ. Let me see your heart. I need to see your heart. I want to see the passion of Christ. I want to see the love of Christ because I want Christ to be in me. When people see me, they're going to know that you live inside of me. They're not going to be looking at how I look or be trying to worry about how I sound. They're going to know that you are in me and they're going to know you did a good work up in me because I'm not going to be the same LaShawn 3 years, 2 years ago. Oh, I'm not the LaShawn that what people say I was. I'm a child of God, and I want to walk like a child of God. And I remember the day I said yes, and even the prophet said, when you say yes, God's going to do some things for you. Even when I was going through my trials and tribulations, a question would ask me, did I want my ex-husband or do I want Jesus? That day I chose Jesus. I chose to follow him. Do what you need to do so I won't keep going around the mountain, so I won't keep having strongholds, you know. I could instead of being in the whirlpool, you know, I would pray the type of prayers I was praying. It was my cry from my heart. I want my heart, God, to see the good in my heart. And I remember, when I give my life to Christ and he purged and delivered me, I'm not going back. I'm going to stand and I'm going to do this until you call me home. I don't care who with me, who like me, who walk away from me, because I know I got one thing that nobody can take, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's my comfort, that's my helper, that's my counselor. And I know as long as I got these God sent the help that I need, and like the other day I was laying on the floor, stretched out. Well, Lord, if I got to look crazy and sound crazy, I know I'm not looking crazy and sound crazy to you. I'm going to keep searching and keep crying out to you for family, friends, you know, people. You know, like they say, when you pray, when the intercessor, when the Holy Spirit intercedes, he have you praying for people that came against you. They just come out your mouth. When you begin to ask God, who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to encourage? Where do you want me to go? What book do you want me to read today? What's on your heart, God? What's on your heart? What are you saying about this vaccine? What are you saying about coronavirus? What are you saying about the government? What are you saying? What do you want me to know? And when he say speak, I speak. And when he say be still, be quiet, I'm not going to say nothing. Because I tell him, when I teach and I say anything that's not lining up with your word, correct me immediately. If you got to sit me down, because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss heaven, and I don't want to teach something to your people to leave them, because when you teach, you're going to be held accountable for not teaching them the right thing. You're going to be held accountable on a high standard. That's what the book of James tell us. So I got to examine myself, and I have to ask God, show me. It's a lot of stuff that I don't know, and I ain't going to sit up here and act like I know. And I tell him, if I'm in the way, I don't care if it's mama, daddy, son, daughter, grandkids, if I'm in the way, of you doing the work you need to do with them, move me out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Move my, if I'm in the way for myself, move myself out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell you, just the passion, when we know the passion of Christ, the love of Christ, and we see his heart, and we, I'm telling you, I'm going to cry out for this young generation. I'm going to cry out for marriage. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And if it's one, I say this all the time. If Father, if it's one person, listen, I'm going to teach like it's 1,000 people. I'm going to let Jesus, this is your ministry. The wall of prayer belongs to you. PGN belongs to you. My house belongs to you. You come in and be the head of the table. Do what you need to do. You don't even have to ask for permission. I'm giving it to you. So you speak through me. I'm just your mouthpiece. So.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. And, I think that's the part, man. That's the part to when you finally say yes. That's like the hardest part. And but once you say it, it's like a relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a relief, and you just let go and just let God just do what he want to do, you know. So, and I think a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people, including myself, sometimes, you know, that just on that edge, and you know, just ready, you know. So you just got to let go. And like I said, you just that example, at least for me, you just that example that where, hey, you just let go and let God and do his thing and have his way. And, you know, it's just a blessing when you able to do that, you know, you see it and you learning from that. I'm learning from it. I'm learning that, hey, just let go. And sometimes it sounds easier than it is, but even like you just said, it was hard. It was hard to do it and to get to that point. But, you know, you did it. You know, so I just, like I said, you just an example to me and many others of doing that and taking that place, like Peter. It's just like Peter was old, you know, he was the one that let go and was, you know, willing to let God, you know, let Jesus, you know, believe in Jesus' word, you know. And so, you know, so I just, you know, I just wanted to say that, and that just been on my heart. So, you know.
Thank you so much. You know, when you and others send me emails, you know, we want to thank you. I never knew this. I never known about this. Thank you. And I'm like, you're thinking Christ. You're thinking God. I could not do this if I wouldn't have went through it. I couldn't do this if he hadn't gave me revelation. If the Holy Spirit is not guiding me and teaching me himself, I would not be able to do this. This strength don't come from me. Some people just don't have an idea when I tell my testimony. You know, really tell my testimony. I remember there was a season, he said, it's time for you to tell your testimony. A lot of them ain't going to believe it, but tell your testimony. Don't be ashamed of it. And that's what he said. That's what I like about you, because when you tell it, you're going to tell the truth without sugarcoating. And people be looking like, when you going to change? This is who you going to get. This is who you going to get. This is who you going to get. All day long, I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to compromise, because it's going to cost me if I compromise. I can't pray what you want me to pray. I can't say what you want me to say, because it will cost me, and it could cost someone else, and I'm not going to do that. So...
We trust
God, you know. Like I said, Lord, I'm going to press in and pray for the people that you put on my heart to pray for. And I'm going to have to stand, and I'm going to have to speak your word. I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to talk about him, and I'm going to continue to talk about him until he says, okay, now, you know, say this, say this, say that. And just like on, you know, Facebook, I was trying to get, I promise y'all, I was trying to, and your wife can tell you, I was trying to get on Facebook. I deleted my page and everything. I did. I'm like, this Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she did. She did tell me that. Yeah, she did.
People that you don't even know. And I'm like, and he would show me these people. He would show me in dreams and stuff what they was doing. And I said, wow. Oh, no, I'm coming over to get it. I'm going to be back
too much.
My face. But when he say break bread, I'm like, okay, break bread. He say break bread with my people. He say they, and he showed me the people that was doing things. In the spirit realm, he will show me dreams. Oh, I can tell you dreams that God will show me things what people were doing, especially when they were trying to come up. That's why I say they better be careful. They better be careful because you're coming up against God. When he has someone on the assignment, he will specifically show me dreams what they were doing. He will show me in the dream. And, you know, sometimes, but he was saying, fret not the evildoers, because I'm going to fight those who fight you. He said, fret not. I'm telling you, before things happen, before, and I have always been like that for a little child, before things would happen, before it happened, he would show me. He would show me group of people that were doing things. They would be bold. They would come out and tell me who was going to lie and how they were going to do it and a group of people on this call. I mean, he would show me before it happened. So it did not surprise me. You know, you used to hurt my feelings, but he said, don't get emotional. I'm showing you these things. Warning comes before destruction. You know, he was showing this is not, they're going to do this. And they was going to come up against you in groups. I'm telling you, they going to come up against, you know, and I'm not the only one. That's why God raising people up to stand and be his mouthpiece. Don't take it personal because it's what they dealing with. Don't like what you got inside of you. So I'm telling you, I especially on Facebook, I shut it down. But he said he's trying to embarrass you. They're trying to shame you. They're trying to shame you. They're trying to shame your name. But you stand bold and you keep going. Because when you open your mouth, when he say he's going to release the sword, you better believe it.
Amen.
So he said, I'm going to believe what my father say, or I'm a bad damn.
Amen.
So that's for anyone. Stand on God's word. Don't fret not evildoers. When God said he's going to fight those who are fighting you and those who dig in a hole for you, they're going to fall in. You know, look what they did to Jesus. I mean, look what they did to him. And Jesus warned us that they were going to do the same thing to his true men and women of God. We're going to go through the same thing. And I know the day I said yes, oh, God, he told me I'm about to do a separation. I didn't understand what he was saying, but, oh, when he did it, he started cutting everything. People that could not be attached to me because what he was bringing me through, they thought they were doing something. They thought they were doing, no, God said, I'm about to separate you, and I'm going to even separate you from your family. Because you're going to have a faith. You're going to believe and you're going to have a faith. So now I understand perfectly now what he was doing. And we let go, release it, and let God have his way in our life. The day you say yes, it's going to cost you. The day you say yes, it's going to cost you. Everybody ain't going to like it. It will cost you some of your family. And so it might look like you alone, but you ain't alone. Sometimes God is so, his assignment that he give you is so precious. Everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't be attached to you. because it's so precious to him. And he know what you capable of doing. He already know before he gave it to you.
I thank you.
That's right. That's right. Well.
So just be clear that, you know, the teaching is encourage people. And, you know, coming back, people coming back with testimony. You know, on PGN, I'm telling you, PGN, I remember the Holy Spirit told me that he should have changed stuff on PGN, that healing and deliverance is coming to PGN, and the way how he was going to rearrange things, and you was going to hear people, actually miracles, people calling in with miracles and testimonies, people actually getting healed or cancer. I'm talking about people on their deathbed where the doctor just gave up. We are hearing that on PGN. It don't have nothing to do with us because it's by his spirit, his spirit, his power. We just praying. We here praying. We here, you know, speaking the word of God. We might not have a word for you all the time, but I promise you, if you want a word from God, get in his word. Get in his word. He's going to prophesy to you through his word. We can prophesy to you all day long or, you know, speak a word in your life. You might not understand and you might keep going around the mountain. You have to connect to God yourself. Have a relationship with him yourself. Let it start in your own household. You know, people, Cole, and I don't have nothing against pastors and leaders, but you know, the Holy Spirit showed me my people need to be connected to me because when the explosions happen within the body of Christ, these people going to be hurt and so down because they co-depend on the man and not me. They not seeking me. They not having a relationship with me. Have me in your household. Have me in your heart. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God. You have to have him. You have to search him. You have to cry out to him. You have to give something up so he can come in and dwell inside the temple. The temple, which is your body. Let your house be a house of prayer. Let your house be a house of worship. So when you go out in places, you're going to know. The fire is going to be up on in the inside. And so that's the cry. We got to cry out for the people, our young generation, that they have a relationship with you, that they will cry and want to yield to the heart, know the passion of his, you know, the passion of Christ, the heart of Christ. Know, ask him to do a work in the inside because if you think you're in a secret place, like I said, everybody can't get in the secret place because the secret place might scare you because when you get in that kingdom with God, when you get in that kingdom with the Holy Spirit, it's a reflection. It's a miracle. It's going to reflect you back to yourself. It's going to show you what's really in yourself, what's on the inside. Oh, and some people run from that. That's the only way he's going to heal and deliver you. You got to let him show you. Let him show you the mirror. Look into the mirror and see who you are really, what you really are, what's really in your heart. Because if you, they got the gift. God gave it to us. We was born with it. But the gift ain't going to be affected. It's not going to be affected or it's not going to work until he do an inner healing inside of you, on the inside. So many people that's prophesying and teaching are broke on the inside. They're dealing with childhood trauma, deep wounds, deep brokenness. That's why they can't stay in one place. Because one place don't satisfy they thirst, and they got to run here and there because it's not satisfying them. Besides, God is keeping you still, and God is putting you on assignment with this person. And you are born assignment. Oh, Don, I don't want to take over your show because I'm about to, you know, I'm about to get started. I don't want to take over.
No, no, no. It's not my show, but it's just that's why I say what's on your mind, what God is speaking to you, and you know, yeah. So like I said, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing because there's people that's listening as well as mm-hmm. myself, and that's receiving you know what God is speaking. So you know that's just the way it goes because we don't control anything that goes on. You know, we just let the Holy Spirit move, and whatever God is speaking, we allow God to speak, you know, and so once again, we just blessed by that, and you're speaking the truth. So we receive it, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure other people that's on the line, they receive it as well.
Right, and I thank you for allowing me to speak, and the Holy Spirit speak to me, but please, people, let God do the inner healing. The inner healing on the inside, you know, and everybody was talking about prosperity. The Holy Spirit said, no, set my people free because my people need to be healed and delivered. And he was crying out, set my people free because they in bondage and they are hurting on the inside. And when I was teaching on healing and deliverance, it was people like, wow, I never knew this come from the, you know, generation of curses is rooted. They saying, I didn't even believe in witchcraft. I didn't believe in these cycles. You know, God has opened their eyes to the truth.
Amen.
Why you was like this? He got the sweet. It's like a lemonade. He got to squeeze the stuff out of you. He got to put you in the fire to burn it out so he can clay you and mold you. You cannot do this calmness and you bitterness and you selfishness or you dealing with a lot. Like I say, a lot of people, you don't have to be a witch on a broom. You know, there's all type of form of witchcraft. You know, jealousy and rebellious and, you know, domineering, you know. You have to let God show you who you are. Get
Amen.
In that place and let God reveal who you are on the inside.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would take a while.
Yeah.
And that's
and
when he pulled me back, and he began to pull me back and pull me mm-hmm. out from where I was going because I was clinging to people. He said, no, I need to snatch you out. You need to come and you need to come and draw closer to me. I got some work that I need to get out of you. I need to get some stuff that's really up in that heart. I need to get it out.
Yeah, and I think it's sort of going back to what we were talking about earlier about God is sustaining us and as we get to our promise. He's trying to get us to the promised land, but in the meantime, he's sustaining us, but not just sustaining us just to sustain us, but just like how you describing your process. It's the same thing he was doing with the children of Israel because, yes, they were in bondage, in physical bondage. But he got them out of that. But there was a deeper work that needed to be done, which was the spiritual bondage. And that's really where the work has to be done because it's easy to take you out the physical bondage that you're in. But the hard part is that inner work that he has to do. And that's the thing he had to bring the children of Israel through. And we see how long it took to get it out of them. Because, they were out of there, but that bondage, they still had it. They still had it in them. They were still locked up, even though that and physically they were free. And he was trying to get that out of them. He was sustaining them and feeding them. Because they were not ready for the abundance. They were not ready for the promised land. They were on their way, but they were not ready. He had to get the thing, like do that inner work in them, like do that deep dive, like, you know, correct some things. And they were stubborn. They were fighting back. And, you know, and that's why it took, you know, all them years, all them 40 years, which was really a 3-day quest, you know, and it comes full circle with your testimony that's what God is doing with us. he's doing. He's he want us prosperous. He want us to reach the abundance. He want us to get to the desire of our heart. But also like, you know, the work that has to be done in us, that's the main thing that he's worrying about. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to finish the work with us. He has to finish that work with us.
Yeah.
We need to take our eyes on, you know, get that person right. No, he need to get you right. He need to get, and I don't mind, God, get me right. Show me me. What are you not pleasing with me? I don't mind going and talking to my father like this. Is there any error in my life that you're not pleased with? Reveal it to me. Show me me.
Amen. Amen.
So,
Amen. Yeah,
I'm proud of what God is even doing with you and your wife. And like I said, we need more. God is raising up kingdom marriage. I'm telling you, people are going to see some kingdom marriage like never before, because it's needed in the earth. It's much needed. Everything is separated. Everything is not in order. And God is a God. He's not a God that is God is not a God of mess. He's not a God that, you know, he separates family. He's not that type of God. He's a God of passion and love. He's a God of unity. He's a God of order. He's a God of order. He's our Father. There are things in heaven that's in order. And so if we cry, let it be done here on earth in our household as it is in heaven, the thing he wants us to be, because it's a law for us to come together as unit in order as husband and wife.
Mm.
And do the kingdom work together. And so, you know, I'm excited about that. And, you know, for those that went through a divorce or separation, it's not over. Let God be your husband. Let God do what he needs to do in you. And he already knows who he got. He already knows. He already knows who he has. But right now, let him be the love of your life. Let him be that husband. And you be his bride. And I promise you, if you say yes to him, if you got to go get a ring, they say you married. Yes, I'm married to Christ. We are joint heir to Christ. He's going to take care of the rest when we say yes to him. I do to him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Well, thank you, LaShawn. We receive the word that you have, that you gave. And like we said, we just thank you for your example as well. Amen. Amen. So we glad we was able to do the show tonight. And
look how God is good. The baby slept throughout the whole show.
The baby slept throughout the whole show. So God worked it out.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good. So y'all are a beautiful family. Y'all are a beautiful family.
When I first heard
y'all voice and I seen y'all picture, I said, wait a minute, this other than Sonya? I just thought y'all were Latino or Mexican. I was like, wow, you know. But y'all have a, you know, beautiful family, beautiful kids, and, you know, your wives just have a beautiful heart, you know. So that's just real when y'all post those pictures. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, LaShawn. We appreciate it. Amen.
I say God is good. Just keep going. You know, God is pushing and he's opened doors. He said, come out. And he's telling a lot of people, like, we all been hurt. You, like I said, yeah. Facebook, I didn't want to be on. I delete that thing, you know. And I was like, oh, I kept hearing, do this, go live and do this. And I'm the one didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, okay, Lord, whatever you say do, I'm going to do it. You know, I can't look at what they're doing because you got me. I'm just going to do it. And if it's just one new thing, if you want, it'll be one.
Yeah. Amen.
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 There we go, LaShawn. We just thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you're the last person. With your hand up, and yeah, we ended it perfectly.
Well, yeah. I know y'all have. I'm telling you, I heard my grandson in there still talking. But last night when I was doing the show, the youngest grandson, that's the one you got to watch. He came up to me and say, "Nana," when I was doing the show. It's something wrong with the internet. The box blinking red. Then I looked at the monitor. It was off. The switchboard was off. I said, what did you do? You know, I commented on my phone. I said, what did you do? Well, I was trying to connect on my phone, and I just went over there, and it's red. And I said, you're lying. You did something to it. You went over there and touched it and moved it. And I got up, and I was fussing at him. I said, you know, you get up there and go to bed because you're going to get a whooping because you touched this box and you knew I was on the radio, but my phone was on. They can hear me. They text me and say they can hear you. That we can hear you. So I got back on. Yeah, y'all hear me fussing at my grandson. They you know, y'all lucky y'all didn't hear me whooping his donkey because now I can't see the switchboard. It's out, and the team is trying to reboot. So, yeah, y'all hear me fussing at my grandson, yeah, because he didn't even have no business over there. He should have been in the bed.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
And they was laughing, though. They was laughing. I said, boy, you got to watch it. Normally, I wouldn't have them here when I have a show. Or something like that, because like I said, when they know you ain't watching, they up bouncing and up doing everything. Oh, she over there on the radio. She doing a class. She ain't paying attention. Let's have fun now.
Yeah.
And that's what today he was doing.
Yeah. We didn't know how it was going to be tonight, but I don't know. It worked out, and, you know, God allowed us to get on. Like I've been wanting to do a show for so long. It's just you know, things always come up and something, but I'm glad like this time we just did it. We just went full throttle, we just did it. And I'm glad. Like I felt excited like all day, just ready to do the show and just, be in the midst of God's people. So
amen. And that's why I say get ready, because he's gonna use y'all. He's gonna use you. There's something it might shock you, or sometimes when God have you on the same type of assignment, people get kind of afraid of it. Something, especially with you, Sister Tanya. You know, when God began to show us things behind the veil. Things that what people are doing, especially like in the White House, on the border. You know, he had been speaking to the watchman, pay attention to the border, pay attention to the border. When he was sounding the alarm, y'all pay attention to what they doing on the border. Y'all need to look. There's something going on, you know. But when God began to reveal deep what wicked is really doing, it kind of either it shocks you or it might scare you, depending on what he's showing you. But he don't want us to walk in fear. He's showing us so we can pray.
Amen.
I'm not trying to boast on myself, but he showed people, you know, the watchmen, the seers, and the prophet things that we don't want to see. We don't want to see things happen to children. We don't want to see what they really doing.
Yeah, so I guess just asking for that.
We have to want.
Yeah, no, I guess it's just asking for that, you know, that boldness and that courage. So when he do show us that, we're able to handle, you know, what he is showing us. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you, yeah. You know, when I had that dream, the last dream I had with the school shooting, with the bodies everywhere, you know, you don't want to see that. Be shown so we can sound the alarm and send it out. Hey, y'all, let's pray. That's what I see. You know, and when you see like a obituary with somebody on, you know, you don't want to see that. You don't. But he's showing us it for a reason.
Amen. Amen. Well,
we thank God, and we just ask him to continue to strengthen us and let us walk in humanity and humble.
Yeah.
That we never get ahead of him or walk in too much in pride. You know, when we fall, Lord, don't let us fall. Don't let us allow us to be shaken.
Amen. Man, so we do.
Okay,
we do receive.
Tanya, Sister Tanya's quiet, but I thank y'all, and I know y'all ready to get off. And you know, God bless both of you, and y'all just have a blessed weekend and blessed night.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the weekend almost over. It's over with.
You got one more little day, and then back to work. Yeah.
And
Yeah, but now thank you for we just thank you for you know, always being obedient and
encouraging
and, you know, just doing what God has placed on for you to do as well. We just thank you for that. Yeah.
Amen.
So I don't know when we'll be on again, but we praying that we know it's gonna be sooner than we did the last time. So,
Amen. You know, we just thank Randy for his obedience. You know, and I tell him, Randy, I just thank God that when he spoke to you, you stepped out on faith. And you know, he gave. I'm telling you, when Randy asked me to be on PGN, I didn't jump right then and there. I'm telling you, it's just like a year or something. Because I was like, Lord, I just need you to get some stuff out of me. I'm not ready. I was going through a divorce. I wasn't ready. And I was like, Lord, I want to be right. And I want to be right. I don't want to be broken. I don't want to be broken speaking to other people broke on the inside. And I wasn't ready. And I'll never forget the day. I was sitting in my prayer time just praying, just going to town. I heard so loud and clear, call Randy now. And I'm like, huh? And kept going. Call Randy now. And I say, okay. I heard it again. It's time. Call him now. And it was so loud and clear to me. But I would have put it off. I would have kept putting it off. So I had to, that voice kind of shook me. And I said, Randy, I was praying, and I just heard this three times in the first show that I had. Oh, you have to believe I was nervous. I was nervous. Even when y'all see me on Facebook, I was like, oh, here we go. So just keep going. I'm telling you, Brother Don, just keep your eyes on God and allow the Holy Spirit to come in, and he's going to guide you, and he's going to put his word in your mouth to what to say.
Amen. Man, I'll receive it, man.
Amen. Well, y'all have a blessed night. Love and kiss on the babies, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, then, LaShawn.
Thank you, LaShawn. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Well, once again, I'm just thankful for coming on tonight and praying with you guys, and you know, you guys allowing us to host the show tonight. And we just praying that, you know, everyone was blessed, because I know I was blessed from the show, that God's presence, and just praying with the different folks that we prayed for. That's just our son that woke up, so he's making a little noise in the background. But it was a blessing. It was a blessed night to be here tonight. Baby, do you have anything to say before we leave?
No, I just wanted to leave you all with that verse in Isaiah 43, verse 2. You know, remember our topic tonight was about God sustaining us. So while we're waiting for the big thing to happen, just allow God to continue sustaining us. And I wanted to read Isaiah 43, verse 2. Just remember, when you pass through the waters, and this is God's promise, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, because God is our protector. He goes before us and fight our battles with us. He has already won. So amen, amen. Just remember that verse in Isaiah 43, verse 2. Amen.
Amen. Well, guys, we're going to leave you guys tonight. We're praying that God peace cover you. That God presence be with you, that you allow the Holy Spirit to manifest itself in your life. And just know that God is real. God is real. He's working on your behalf. He's sustaining you for a reason, for a purpose. Allow him to do the work in your life, the inner work, just like Sister LaShawn was talking about, the inner work that he has to do. And the quicker that we submit to him and allow him to do the work, the quicker we'll get to the promised land that he has for us. So that's basically how it works. Just submit to the Lord, allow him to do the work that he want to do, the big work that he want to do inside your life, in your life, and remove all the burdens, remove all the hurt, remove all the scars, the trauma that we have been through. Allow him to work these things out. And we shall see. We'll see how quick we get to the promised land, how things move out our way, how mountains move out our way. Once he do, the hardest thing for him to do, and the hardest thing for us to do, is to allow God to do that inner work. The other stuff that we're praying for, that's the easy thing. So I'm just praying that, you know, we all take heed to the message, take heed to what God is saying in our lives. And, you know, until next time, man, God bless all you guys. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.